CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 11th of December 2016. Here are the main news headlines. GB16 Yota, operating news. Celebrating first amateur transatlantic signals. HAMS provide Indonesian earthquake comms. The special call sign GB16 Yota is on the air to introduce and produce amateur radio to young people. It'll be operated from a variety of clubs and organisations in December. Today, Sunday the 10th, the CDXC will be putting the call sign on the air. On the 13th, Otley ARS, and from the 14th to the 16th, Castle Rushton School will be operating. Then the call sign moves to Northern Ireland with Mid-Ulster ARC on the 18th. Finally, for this week, it's off to Scotland, next Sunday the 18th, with Stirling and District ARS. If you hear GB16 Yota on the air, please give them a call. You might well be giving a young person their first ever taste of amateur radio. Today, the 11th of December, a special event will commemorate the 95th anniversary of the first transatlantic contact between Greenwich, Connecticut and Androssen in Scotland. On that day, in 1921, a radio signal from a Radio Club of America test station, 1BCG in Greenwich, was received in Androssen as part of a series of ARRL transatlantic tests. The special event will begin at 1200 UTC today, the 11th, and end at 0300 UTC on the 12th. It will include an attempt at a two-way contact between N1BCG in Greenwich and GB2ZE, operated by Jason GM7VSB in Androssen. It's hoped the contact will take place during the afternoon of the 11th of December on 20 metres if conditions allow. N1BCG operation will be on AM on 75 and 40 metres, CW and SSB on 40 metres, CW on 30 metres and CW and SSB on 20 and 17 metres. The earthquake in Indonesia on Wednesday struck at 5 a.m. local time. It's been reported that it took 2 hours before the Ham Radio Group was able to reach the earthquake damage zone with emergency communications. 7.110 megs is being used for emergency traffic, and amateurs are asked to keep this frequency free from interference. Research from the University of Surrey and Augmented Optics Limited, in collaboration with the University of Bristol, has developed technology that could revolutionise the capabilities of appliances that have previously relied on battery power to work. The researchers discovered new supercapacitor electrolytes that exhibit capacitance values that are between 1 and 10,000 times higher than conventional supercapacitor materials. This could translate into very high energy density supercapacitors, making it possible to recharge devices in just a few seconds. The International Amateur Radio Union has issued an update on preparations for the World Radio Conference. In 2019, the IAIU's prime role is to work in the areas of spectrum privileges, gaining or retaining spectrum for the amateur radio services, and making sure that our spectrum remains available for use and free from serious human-made interference. For full information on the work, go to www.iaiu-rfigure1.org. Vintage radio enthusiasts are invited to participate in an on-air vintage radio weekend on the 17th and 18th of December. This activity is open to everyone who has a classic transmitter or receiver, or who's interested in owning one. Activities can be on any band and mode at any time. All participants may download a free self-service VRW award certificate from www.phoenixarc.org.uk, where there's also additional information. Santa Radio OF9X will be active until the 31st of December to promote the Christmas spirit on the radio spectrum. The 12 elves operating OF9X identify themselves with a three-letter identity. Work OF9X on as many bands and modes as possible to earn QSO points, and work as many elves as possible to get multipliers. Your efforts will be rewarded by Santa Rewards. See www.qrz.com for details. QSLs via OH2BH and Club Log OQRS. Details of rallies and the events for the coming week. We don't know of any more rallies for 2016. If you have any rally or event information for 2017 that you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. DX News now compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Eric KH6EB works on an uninhabited Hawaiian island, OC019, for 10 days every month. He's located at the base camp that supports the state's effort to restore the island. He's there between the 12th and the 21st of December. During his free time in the evenings and mornings, around 1600 to 1700 UTC, 0300 to 0500 UTC, and 0600 to 0900 UTC is on 20 metres. QSL Direct KH6EB via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Chris VK3FY will be active holiday style as 3D3FY from the Fijian Islands, OC016. Until the 14th of December, he'll be operating SSB and CW on the 10 to 80 metre bands QSL M0XO. Akira JH0CKF will be on the air as T88MZ on Koror Island, OC009. From the 13th to the 16th of December, he'll be on the HF bands QSL JH0CKF, Direct or Bureau, Logbook of the World, or Club Lock OQRS. Mikhail VE7ACN will operate as VP5 stroke call from Grand Turk Island, NA003. Until the 19th of December. Activity will be on the HF bands using CW and SSB QSL V78CN or Logbook of the World. The Radio Society of Sri Lanka's annual de-expedition to Hiare Gale as 4S7RS will take place until the 13th of December using 160 to 10 metres CW, SSB and digital. Special event use Dutch radio amateur Sasha PD9Z will be operating PC16 Xmas from the 6th to the 31st of December. The station is intended to maintain the spirit of friendship between amateur radio operators in the Christmas period and to provide a nice QSL card, operation 160 to 10 metres SSB and CW. Celebrating the 25th anniversary of the independence of Kazakhstan on the 16th of December 1991, a large number of UP25 call signs will be active through the whole of December. http://kazakhstan-25.hamlog.ru for log searching for information on the awards available. Contest news on Tuesday, the 432 Megs UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the band, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Next Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge runs from 1500 to 1500 UTC. Using CW only on the 180 metre band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Finally, a reminder, the UK 6 metre group Winter Marathon continues on 6 metres until the end of January. Details on the uksmg.org website. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KY, HE3YLA and G4BAO. The past week has been reasonably settled geomagnetically, with the K index generally being between 0 and 3 at the beginning of the week. The noontime critical frequency, as measured by the Chiltern in Ionosond near Harwell on Tuesday, was just over 6 megahertz, which meant 40 metres often struggled for contacts close in around the UK, but 15 metres was potentially open to DX at times. The critical frequency climbed higher during Tuesday afternoon, which meant that 12 metres may have been open. This also confirms that noon doesn't always bring the highest critical frequencies. We then had a succession of B-class solar flares on Wednesday. A large current coronal hole moved across the Earth-facing side of the Sun and became geo-effective from December the 7th. Enhanced geomagnetic activity, including minor G1 storm conditions, then occurred on Thursday when a high-speed solar wind stream passed Earth. Don't forget you can get a short pre-event enhancement just as the plasma hits and the K-index rises, but the prognosis for HF is then not good if we get a prolonged storming. NOAA predicts that the coronal hole effects will diminish after the weekend, leaving a more settled ionosphere for the rest of the week. Conditions may become more unsettled again from around December the 19th. So Monday to Saturday next week may be the best time for working DX on the HF bands, but don't forget to check the low bands for DX during a late afternoon through the hours of darkness, as we are at an optimum time as we near the winter solstice. Now for VHF and up, this week sees one of the biggest meteor showers of the year. The peak of the Geminids is expected on Wednesday morning at about 0020 UTC. It's expected... I'm sorry, I'll read that again. The peak's expected on or around 0020 UTC, with a zenithal hourly rate of about 120. All the low VHF bands will be affected, with EME-capable stations on 70 centimetres also able to make meteor scatter QSOs. There seems to be a common theme in the weather models for the coming week, which is there's likely to be high pressure nearby to the south and east of Britain over the continent. A series of low pressure systems will continue to pass the northwest of the country with cloud rain and periods of stronger winds. This means any tropo conditions are likely to be confined in the southern and eastern half of Britain, closer to the high pressure over the continent, which is the direction to look for any tropo DX during next week. The latter part of the week will probably see a stronger development of high pressure over the south of Britain, maintaining the tropo options into the following weekend. Low losses and high declinations this week make it a good one for EME contacts. E44QX should be QRV on the gigahertz bands from Jericho until Wednesday. That's it for this week for the propagation team. That's also all from me. Somehow managed to get through with this terrible cold. And see you in the next bulletin.